And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The Pentagon has reversed itself over a drone strike last month in Afghanistan that killed 10 civilians, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Days after the strike, Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley had said it was a valid attack against an Islamic State extremist.
And it was a righteous strike.
But a Pentagon investigation now shows it was something different.
The strike was a tragic mistake.
General Frank McKenzie, who heads U.S. Central Command, says the military believed it struck a vehicle that posed an imminent threat to forces at Kabul's airport.
We now assess that it is unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISIS-K or were a direct threat to U.S. forces.
It was the final strike of America's longest war, and McKenzie says the U.S. is considering reparation payments to the victims' families. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Advisors at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration have rejected recommending widespread use of a third dose of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The vote was 16-2 against three doses, a setback for the White House. Advisor Dr. Michael Carilla says they need more data.
We need to target the boosters right now, specifically to the people who are likely to be at high risk, and it's an older population, it's immunocompromised.
And the advisors later voted to recommend the extra dose to those people. Advisor Dr. Amanda Cohn at the CDC says the focus should stay on two doses.
It is clear that the unvaccinated are driving transmission.
The Biden administration was hoping for the three-dose recommendation to shore up protection from the Delta variant. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A down day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials losing 0.48%, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ dropped by 0.91%. This is VOA News. France said late Friday it was immediately recalling its ambassadors to the United States and Australia after Australia scrapped a big French conventional submarine purchase in favor of nuclear subs built with U.S. technology. It was the first time ever France has recalled its ambassador to the United States, according to the French Foreign Ministry. Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian said in a written statement that the French decision, on request from President Emmanuel Macron, is justified by the exceptional seriousness of the announcements made by Australia and the United States. U.S. Capitol Police say they are ready to respond if Saturday's rally in support of the January 6th rioters turns violent, AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
This time, there's a new Capitol Police chief appointed after the deadly insurrection in January that left law enforcement outpowered and battered.
We're not going to tolerate violence, and we will not tolerate criminal behavior of any kind.
Chief Tom Manger says they're not taking any chances this time, with intelligence chatter suggesting violence could be on the minds of the demonstrators. There have been personal threats.
We've had a number of threats, specific threats come in against specific members of Congress.
Congress is not now in session. The National Guard is being deployed, and the Capitol and other key buildings are again protected with fencing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Thousands of Haitian migrants assembled under and around a bridge in a small Texas border town as chaos unfolded Friday, presenting the Biden administration with a new challenge as it tries to manage large numbers of asylum seekers who have been reaching U.S. soil. Haitians cross the Rio Grande freely and in a steady stream, going back and forth between the United States and Mexico through knee-deep water, with some parents carrying small children on their shoulders. Unable to buy supplies in the United States, they returned briefly to Mexico for food and cardboard to settle, temporarily at least, under or near a bridge in the city of Del Rio, a city of 35,000 that has been severely strained by migrant flows in recent months. Dutch Defense Minister Unc Bijleveld has resigned on Friday over her handling of the Afghan evacuation crisis in a widening scandal that has also claimed the job of the country's foreign minister. Dutch Foreign Minister Sigrid Kaag resigned on Thursday after a no-confidence vote in parliament over the government's failure to evacuate some Afghans and for missing signs of an imminent Taliban takeover. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.